הכל בסדר. The pasuk says, Eliezer goes to find the shidduch Yitzchak. Send a lot of money that they should be masking to send Rivka. The Yitzchak Engel brings down the Mizrachis Kasha. As a Kasha, Yesh the Tmoya, Ari Avram Kim Kol Torah Kula. We've had this a few times already. Even after Shin the Gemara in Yuma says. So, Mel is the problem of Havaras Nachla. It says, Kotuv Adoino Biyodoi, that he gave a Shtar Matana, that Avram Avinu was giving everything he owns to Yitzchak. Problem is, Yitzchak wasn't the only child. How is he mad at Nachla from Yishmael and the Bnei Keturah, and he gave the Yitzchak? Avram had a lot of children. The Gemara says in Ksubis, like to have be avure yachsanta, afil mibra bisha libra tava. In other words, even if you want to say that, okay, maybe the Isser Havaras Nachla is only when you have two sons that are both the same. But if one son is bad and one son is good, see, then maybe you ought to give it to take for the bad son, give it to the good son. That the Gemara says, no, even Mibra Bish, from a bad son, Libra Tava, the good son. So even if you want to say the Yishmael Bnei Keturah were considered bad sons, still, how are these going to do it? So he says,
they're
all Avram's children. Who cares about the mother? They're all Avram's children. They're all Shayach Yerusha. So he says, that's if they're, maybe this is what Dov really meant. Dafka there, if they're both Jews. Now one of them is good and one is bad. Berach, that's Berach what Dov meant. Mashiach gave Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael was a guy, and Yitzchak was a Jew. So Mela, if we say that the others we got some mechal pnei noach, so Mela, so that's his title. Now, question is like this: so he's got a problem because the Gemara in Kedushin says.
What do you mean by Jew? Sarah was a Jew more than Hagar.
What?
Jewish more than
well, whatever it meant that they were Jews, we'll talk about that later, whether or not, well, Sarah could have been Megayer. If there was a concept of being a Jew, then there was a concept of Geras. Could be Hagar wasn't Megayer, we'll see later. Could be Hagar wasn't Megayer. Now, the Gemara says, in Kedushin, it's good to see over there whether a guy Yarish is his father. It says Kirushal Aizan Asati is Har Sayyir. So you see it's Shaykh Yerusha by God, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, what's the Raya? Dilma Yisrael Mummer Shiny. Esav says the Gemara was Yisrael Mummer. I mean he had a dinner of Yisrael, but he's Yisrael Mummer. But he was a Jew. So what do you see? That since Esav was the son of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was a Jew, so Mela is a Jew. And Cain, Zaki Beisav Engel, Yishmael, he should also be considered Yisrael Mumer. Why is Esav, the Fetter Esav, why is he considered a Jew by Yisrael Mumer? And Cain, Yishmael is also an uncle. Yishmael is also a child of Avram. If Esav is a Jew because his father Yitzchak, then Yishmael should be a Jew because his father was also was Avram.
Why would he
command
on Bris Mila if he was not a Jew?
What? If Shmuel is a Jew. Okay, first of all, he's asking now that he is considered a Jew.
Right.
It's not a Raya.
I know.
Because Shmuel was a command in Bris Mila. Who said it was a Bris Mila?
What's the point of being
wrong
if he's not a Jew?
So, I hear you are. I was Kasha. I hear you are. Samela. So he says, again, back to square one. If we say that for the same reason why Esav is considered a Jew, and he's a strong mummer, so Yishmael should also be considered a Jew. So he came back to square one. How is Avraham Avinu allowed to take away the Nachla from Yishmael and give it to Yitzchak? So he says there may be a difference between Yisrael Mumer and just someone who's a Brah Bish. The end of the Gemara in Ksuba says you can't take him a Brah Bish. A bad son, I mean, the guy is, you know, basically Jewish, but Maisa, you know, he's not being Noya Keshura. So then, a guy like that, said you can't take it from him and give it to give it to the good son. But a guy is mamish Yisrael Mumer, he's mamish mafki himself from Yiddishkeit, he's Yisrael Mumer Gamma, he's mitzvah mechal Yiddishkeit, then by him it was never said this iser of being Maver Nachla. Now, it's not so pashit. Let's see. The Gemara says, Gemara Sanhedrin says, Kol mitzvah shenemru v'nei noyach, v'nishnas v'sinai, l'zeh l'zeh nemru. Gemara is a klal. A mitzvah that's repeated, so we say, there was originally given to Bnei Noach and repeated in the Torah. So we say the subsukim, one is for Bnei Noach and one is for the rest of the Jews. If it's Nemel Bnei Noach and it's not repeated, then we say the second time, we say is since the Torah was, when the Torah was given, there's only one pasuk that says whatever that mitzvah is, then we say it's given to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach. That's the cloud the Gemara. It says the Gemara analyzes that cloud. That Gemara by Milosh Nemel Bnei Noach the Siv Va'ata as Brisi Tishmar and it was Nishes B'Sinai B'Yamashmina Yimot Psal Alasai. So the Yisrael Nemra V'Loel Bnei Noach. I was repeated. It was repeated, and Goyim should also have Bris Mila. Bris Mila says twice. So why are Goyim and some Bris Mila? Again, another mitzvah that's repeated. That's a cloud gemara over there. That if the second possible, you know, what's the whole idea? It says twice. So one is for Bnei Noach, one's for Jews. But if even Jews need the extra possible to tell them some halacha, then it's not a kasha why it says it twice. So meila, the not truth is the Torah is given to Jews and not Bnei Noach. Yeah, meila. If we have reason why the second pasuk is repeated, then it's not shver. Then we say it's not the klal of nemar v'nishna doesn't apply. So what's the second pasuk? B'yayim hashmini imol b'yayim the gemara darshin afilu b'shabbos. That's the first tarot of the gemara. Anybody say anything says the gemara? Mila mekar lavramu the kamaz le'rachmana va'ata es brizi tishmar ata bezaracha acharecha l'deraisam ata bezaracha in the shachrin ilai. So Gemara says, no, it wasn't. The mitzvah wasn't given to Bnei Noach. Mitzvah was given to Jews, Avraham Avinu and his children, not to Bnei Noach. So the whole kasha doesn't start. It was Nem of Nishas. The whole cloud of Nem of Nishas is a mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach, and then it's repeated to Klal Yisrael. So we say, okay, the first pasuk is Bnei Noach, and the second pasuk is Klal Yisrael, but it was never given to Bnei Noach. And for the Gemara, Zog the Gemara, what do you mean? El Ma'ata Bnei Shmol L'Chayivu, because it was given to them. Bnei Yishmael should be chayim bris mila. The end of the Gemara, then no, because it says ki b'yitzchi kar l'chazer. Because again, the pasuk says va'ata es brisi tishmar, ata v'zaracha acharecha deraisa. So he's saying the pasuk says the for the dairis, the ata es brisi tishmar, you have to be mekayim the bris mila, v'zaracha acharecha deraisa. Right, so the dafka, you and your children are not the goyim. So the miyut, the Gemara is saying the goyim. I said a little different before. There's a miyut on the goyim. There's a miyut on the goyim. But the Gemara ma'ata Bnei Yishmael should be included because there's zaracha. So Gemara says no, Bnei Yishmael not zaracha. Why? Because it can be Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, be Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, not Yishmael. So the pasuk excludes Yitzchak Yishmael from being Zera Avram. So the pasuk says, "At is bizit Ishmael." Uzarecha acharecha. It doesn't include Ishmael, even though biologically he was a son of Avram. In fact, the Gemara b'nei Esav achayivul. So b'nei Esav are considered. It says Yitzchak, Esav the children of Yitzchak. And the Gemara, no, big Yitzchak, ki big Yitzchak, like call Yitzchak. Esav is a Semite, Ishmael is a Semite, everyone's gone, we're only left with B'nai Abram, B'nai Yaakov, the Chaim Mitzvah. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's an interesting discussion, Negei the Nusach of the Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah, in the Bracha of Zechrinus. So it says, it talks about that Kedah over there, and the Nusach Tefillah is, Vakedes Yitzchak Hayoim Lizaroi Tizkar. Yeah? Vakedes Yitzchak Hayoim Lizaroi Tizkar. That's the Nusach. So what's, when we're saying that, we should want to get the Schus of the Kedah, Lizaroi. So the Mother Rumbling is down. That the Shchor said, "Dachdikim loymar." Shchor said, "Dachdikim loymar lezare shel Yaakov tizkar." Mishan bede chasham b'chamim, mebracha bein el taya. In other words, there were people that wanted to change the nusach. Instead of akeid is Yitzchak Hayoyim lezaroi tizkar. They didn't want that Esav should be included. So instead of saying Lizaroi Tiskar, they said Lizaroi Shal Yaakov Tiskar. Say Lizaroi, it sounds like anybody who's a child of Yitzchak. Okay, this is Lizaroi Tiskar. Who's Zaroi of Yitzchak? Includes Esav. Dr. Magen Avraham, he said that's a mistake. You don't need to do that. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the Svara? Again, we just said they want to exclude Esav. Lazaroi includes Esav. So he says it's a mistake. Says the Rivash. Why? Because the Gemara says in the Gemara Nedarim, "Kainim mizera Avram, muter beumas ha'olam, shenamar b'Yitzchak karl chazera." Pirish Yitzchak like called Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said to Yaakov, "Yitin lecha it's birkas Avram." So b'kitzer there is. The one that Magen Avraham gets Esav is sidelined over here, right? He didn't get the brachas. Esav is sidelined. So Mela, you don't have to say that Lazaroi shall Esav Tizkar. That Kedis Yitzchak Lazaroi Tizkar. Because very Esav is already also not considered Lazaroi of Yitzchak.
Why is it sidelined?
Because we see the pasuk says that Mizera Avraham. We say Yitzchak will call Yitzchak, and we see that Yitzchak gave Yaakov the brach is Brachas Avram. So we see that Esav is being sidelined.
He's not
alone. Right. So one second. No, you're right. It's not so pashut, as we'll see in a second. Because the pasuk is a minor from Zera Avram. Ki Yitzchak karl chazera. That means the Esav is not Zera Avram. Yeah, but you don't see he's not Zera Yitzchak. That's among the Ras and the Rivash. Yeah? Because the pasuk is going on, Yitzchak, Yikarl, Chazer, Avram. What will I call Yitzchak? He be Yitzchak, Yikarl, Chazer. I was talking to Avram.
Right.
That Esav is not considered Zer Avram. You don't see that Esav is not Zer Yitzchak. So when I say in the davening that a Kedis Yitzchak, Lazaroi, Lazaroi, what's the lashon?
You think it should be called Zara Yitzchak or not Zara Avram?
Maybe. You don't see. He's not in the Smayit. And Anoidim is Zara Avram. Esav is not included. Zara Avram. If it doesn't say anywhere that Anoidim is Zara Yitzchak, Esav is not included. You don't see that? That's what Mo was asking. That's what Mo asked as well. So, Mela, when you say, Akedis Yitzchak, Hayoin, Lazare Tiskar.
Well,
they say it, but you still don't see that he's not called a Zera. That makes it a little better, but still you don't see it. That's Magen Rama's question. So, Mela, what does it help you? Zok the Magen Avraham. That since, the Pasuk says, Lazaracha, Hashem told Yitzchak, Luzarach etain is called Arzai Zael. And Esel Maisa didn't get Eretz Yisrael. So was, you don't see it from the Rivash's pasuk. Ki Yisrael Karl Lazara Veloy Kol Yitzchak. You see from a different pasuk that Esel is not considered Zera Yitzchak. Why? Because the pasuk says Luzaracha. Said to Yitzchak, Etin is called Eretz Yisrael, and Esav didn't get Eretz Yisrael. So what do we see? That Yitzchak is not considered Esav is not considered Zera Yitzchak, besides not being considered Zera Avra. That's the Magen Avra. Yeah? Okay. Now, what?
That's
not what the Rivash meant. It's not the spot. It's Birchus Avram. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Birchus Avram.
Harshael wasn't Birchus Avram?
What?
Harshael.
No. He's saying that he's not asking a new pasuk. L'zaracha. It was a Yitzchak. Your children will get Eretz Yisrael, and Esav didn't get it. You see, the Esav is not going to get his children. That's the Magen Avram's Josh. So.
Why can't like Esav come and say, like, I have a claim to Eretz Yisrael? Because I am Zara. It's like kind of like a backward type of proof. To say like he, since he didn't get it, nice.
No.
So like it's be like it's mine. Really.
What's the raya in the Torah?
Yeah, for him.
That wasn't given to Esav.
It's mine. He said it's mine. It's true. It's mine.
No, the raya is that. Oh, my is Marit. Marit. Okay, what it means down. Says that has an interesting ha. Yeah? And when it says, Akedes Yitzchak, the Zaroi Tiskar, it's not talking about Yitzchak. Akedes Yitzchak, Lazaroi, Samar Ibram, all these Paiskim are understanding, Akedes Yitzchak, Lazaroi. Lazaroi of who? Of Yitzchak. Akedes Yitzchak, you should remember Lazaroi. Zaroi of who? Zarev Yitzchak, that's the whole discussion, is Esav part of Zarev not? He says, Marid, what are you talking about? We're talking about Avram. Vakedes Yitzchak, Lazare Shel Avram, Tiskar. So Mele, Esav is not, that's the conclusion, he's not Zarev Shel Avram. So Mele, the whole question doesn't start, because we're not talking about Yitzchak. The Anach of the question was, we're talking about Yitzchak, you have a cash, what about Esav? We're talking about Avram, that I have Kulam, my the Kibi Yitzchak, Karl Gozara. V'loi call Yitzchak. So Esav is zichah not considered Zera Avram. So the Tefillah, Mitzchah Tefillah is saying Lizaroi. Okay, this Yitzchak. Lizaroi is talking about Avram. Avram is the one that did that keida. Yeah. So Avram did the keida. So the schus that Avram had doing that keida should not go. Should stand to his Zaroi on Rosh Hashanah. Oh. Says Marit Vayter that the guy that Etzim Shaila is Esa called Zeri Yitzchak. So again, as far as Mitzchot Tefillah is concerned, the question it's a mood issue. The whole question is a mistake. Very good shmack of pshat.
It doesn't say Shalom wrong.
No, I understand that point, but he's saying that it's not mochah. Saying, but that we have a nusach. We're trying to understand the nusach. This is a good pshat. It's a good pshat. A different look at it. Right, I'm saying. I was myself. The schus of Kedus Avram. Then the sign of the Kedus Avram. Right. Then the sign of the Kedus. One of the Esim Nisyanim said Avram. It wasn't a sign to Yitzchak. It was a sign of Avram. The Shalom first. Why not? Say it. But it was considered Avram's sign. Okay, I don't want to get down to the case Yitzchak now. But the sign was a sign of Avram. The schus was the schus of Avram. I'm saying the schus of Avram should go to his children, and the male Esim was excluded. Weiter says the Marit. That Lagabi that's Mishailo, whether Esav considered Zarish or Yitzchak. So he says that he wants to bring a raya that anyway Esav is not called Zarish or Yitzchak. Why? Because Gemara, what we mentioned before, says, and the Gemara answers, Yitzchak will call Yitzchak. So he asks, if Esav is considered Zarish or Yitzchak, so since Yitzchak is a ben bris, and Yitzchak is chayiv amila, mamela, his children should be chayiv mamela. His children should be chayiv mamela. So in other words, even though he's not called Zera Avram, what is my answer? Yitzchak, v'lo yikol Yitzchak, right? Fine. So Yitzchak, Esav's not Zera Avraham. But Maisa, Yitzchak was Mitzvah Milo. So Mela, his kids, Alt Yitzchak, Alt Avraham not. Yeah? But Alt Yitzchak, he should be Mitzvah. Elamai, Dr. Marit, you see that Esav is not considered Zera Yitzchak either. The Gemara says Yisrael Mumer. The Gemara says Esav Yisrael Mumer. If he's not considered Zeresh Yitzchak, so how's he Yisrael Mumer? How's he Yisrael Mumer? Yeah? Dr. Marit. The doctor is a fascinating thing. Because Dr. Esav himself was a Ben Bris. He was born from Yitzchak. And he went off to Derech. And Mela, his children are considered Goyim. His children, Esav, the Gemara doesn't say Esav's kids are Yisrael Mumer. The Gemara says Esav is Yisrael Mumer. What are Esav's kids? Esav's kids are totally Goyim. He married Goyim, Yisrael Zara. And we've seen the Pesukim. But he had a Maris Ruach, right? Yitzchak married, and they were Maris Ruach, because the Rashi says, because of Yisrael Zara. So Mela, the Bnei Esav, Esav himself, Paka, maybe is the son of Yitzchak. But the children of Esav, they lost it. So Mela, Vayter, even if you want to say, Lazarus Yitzchak, we say it, but the present day Bnei Esav are not going to be in the game. Now, Zakmarit Baiter, even though this was all before Matan Torah, and before Matan Torah, you go after the father, by the Goyim, you go after the father, so Mela, they're going to go after the father, so what are you telling me that Esav married Goyim? Say that, that's post Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, but Esav, when Esav married the Goyim, Chayr went after the father.
Okay, after Matan Torah.
1 second. Oh. No, all the marriages after Matan Torah, but say, but Midurban, by the time Matan Torah came around, a couple hundred years later.
Right.
Okay, by the time Matan Torah came around, there are a lot of Esavites, yeah, that are girls that are Kiluk Ben Esav. So anyone that married, so you're right, if they married Chinese, then Enechanami. If the Esavites married Chinese after Matan Torah, then Enechanami, those kids will be Goyim. But within the Mishpacha, then they should get, they should be considered, go grab the Esav. If Esav, if we want to say Esav is considered a Ben Yitzchak, then all his kids should might be considered Yisrael Mumer. As I fract the Marit on himself, he says something very interesting. He says that from Avraham Avinu,
what
Nafmina
do they do
with
Tefillah?
What's Nafmina? Well, the Nafmina we're talking about is Gabbai, the Nusach of the Tefillah. The Nusach of the Tefillah, Akeis Yitzchak Zaroi, Tiskar, is that going to... Is it a Bnei Esav automatically excluded, or we have to change the gear so we'll say they're going on a problem? The whole purple. So, Zat Marit. The adventure is from the time when it says, Es HaNefesh, also Becharen, from that point, so Mela then, we see there's a concept of Gerus, right? Rashi says, Avram was Megayer, the Anoshim, and Sarah was Megayeres, the Noshim. So he sees it was constant Megayeres. So Meili says, at that point, when it was, the Gemara says, that was that's when it started, the Beis Alofim Shal Torah. The first Alofim Shal Torah, the second, the third and fourth 1,000 years of the Bria, it's called the Beis Alofim Shal Torah. When did that start? That started when Avraham was 48. Vesa Nefesh Esher Asu B'Charan. So that's when it started. The That's when they finish the Beis Lachem Shel Tayru, and it started the Beis Lachem Shel Tayru. So Meila says the Marid, at that point, that's when Avraham Avinu was considered separate from all the Goyim. And Meila, that's why the concept of Geirus over there. And that's why, at that point, and Echanami, at that point, that's when it changed, whether you go according to the father, or you go according to the mother. Then the Ba'umas, you go after the father, that was till then, as far as Avraham Avinu is concerned. At that point, there was a switch in Avraham Avinu. At that point, we didn't go after the father anymore. So Meila, Be'esav, you didn't go after the father. So Meila, again, even though Esav himself was considered a Ben Yitzchak, Zer Yitzchak, but his children were already gone because he married Gayim. Oh. So it's interesting, L'chayr, this Marid is not like the Ramban, the man that we mentioned many, many times. The man at the end of Emor, we already mentioned it this time, this year, a few times, I think. The man at the end of Emor says that when Gufel in the Sugya by the Makalel, by Minish Yisraelis, by the Parash Makalel, and then the Parash Emor, the Ramban says that the old child over there, he went, his father was a guy. He went to Megayer. That's a child, why was he going to Megayer? So Kitzer, the Rabban brings down from the Chachmei Tzarfas that the reason why he had to Megayer was because his father was a guy. You go after the father. The Rabban says, no, from when Avraham Avinu had Bris Milah, that's when he became a Jew and not a guy. That's when the fundamental change happened in Avraham Avinu, when he was not 48, but when he was 100, 99, right? Then, that's when Avraham Avinu had Bris Milah. When he had Bris Milah, that's when he became a Jew. That's what Ramban said.
That Rashi that he was Megayer people before that, though, no?
Okay, so you have to know that. Fine, maybe Rashi holds a Merit. I'm just saying that the Ramban, the Chachmei Tzarfas, whatever. They were saying even later. Maybe it was like a Merit. I don't know. It's probably not Rashi. It's probably Chazal anyway. Okay, so you have to work it out. But the Ramban says, yeah, Gufa Lagabi the Din of going after the father, you go after the mother. The Ramban says, when Avraham Avinu was Nichlas the Bris, that's when it changed. So Meila, the fact that in Mitzrayim is right after Avraham Avinu. Yeah. In Mitzrayim, when this kid, his father was the Mitzri, his mother was Shlomis Bas Divri, right? And he was the Makalo. So then, at that point, we didn't go after the father anymore. So he didn't really need Geirus. The Ramban says, he did Geirus means whatever Geirus it was that all the Jews did by Har Sinai, meaning whatever that level Geirus was. Back upon him, but Gabi, they didn't go after the father, says Marid, it's totally in the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu. Oh. So Meila. So question like this.
You go after mother, starting from after mother, not from
the Esav was alive when.
No?
Esav was alive when.
What?
Esav was alive when Avraham Avinu was 99. Was Esav alive when Avraham Avinu was
99? Of course he wasn't alive, what?
Right, of course. What's the problem?
Esav wasn't born.
Right. So Agufa, by the time he was. What's the problem? There's Machlekes, but the question.
No. I didn't say makes not community look after Esav. I'm just saying, I mean, it's not. Life and Chloe. When did Avraham Avinu become a Jew? When was it a gay that you go after the father?
We only started going after the mother after Matan
Torah,
not before.
What? No, it's not true. That's what we're discussing now. Hello, that's what we're discussing now. And the Marit says it was totally in when Avraham was 48. Ramban says this halacha that you go after the mother is totally when Avraham had a Bris Milah. That's a Machlekes, the Marit, and the Ramban. That's it. They all say it's not Tali Matan Torah. Except the Chachmei Tzfatim, maybe. Chachmei Tzfatim say it's Tali Matan Torah. Say it. We have three sheetahs over here. According to Chachmei Tzfatim,
it was from then on. It wasn't everyone switched, or it was from then on.
I don't know what you mean. It's like this. So question back to the abusive angle. Yeah? Question is there a difference between Esav and Yishmael? The guy being Yishmael Mummer. Right, what does Fangel want to say? That Esav was he? What was it? Back originally to the Rabbi Yosef angle. Right? He had the problem again. He had a problem. How could Yaakov Avinu? Question we start off with. How did Avram Avinu be Maver Nachla from Yishmael to Yitzchak? That was the original question. Before we got sidetracked this whole thing. Go back to the original question. How could Yaakov Avinu, how could Avram Avinu give Yitzchak the Nachla? So what was the answer? What was the answer? That she said that Yisrael Mumer is different. You want to say Yisrael Mumer is different? Just like Ezev Yisrael Mumer, Yishmael also Yisrael Mumer. No, I'm sorry. Kasha was that he's Yisrael Mumer, so he's still Yisrael. Can't answer that he's a guy. That was his Kasha. Can't answer the guy. That was the question. So now let's go back to that. So according to the Machlekes Ramban and the Marit, when was the switch of they go after the father? When was the switch? According to Marit, Yishmael. We'd go after the father. Because Avram Avinu, when Yishmael was born between when Avram was 48 and when he was 100, when he was 86, right? So Yishmael is an afkamina between the Marit and the Ramban. A little bit of pshatl over here, a little too much too cheshb to make it Friday morning, but all right. So Mela, the Chayra, the Fid Marit, and Echrami, he says he was Yisrael Mumer. Fid Ramban, that Avram Avinu was went after the. Second. No, according to Ramban, there's a difference between Esav. According to Ramban, Avram Yitzchak was a Jew. He also had Nilay. He was a Jew. So Meila Esav Yisrael Mumer. But according to Marit, that by Yishmael, that it was only that already that Avram was a Jew already. According to Marit, Avram was a Jew already before Yishmael. So Meila. Yishmael is also considered a Jew. Tov. Legabe, we're talking about Yishmael and Bnei Keturah, right? All Avram's children he took away from Yishmael, he took away from Bnei Keturah also. Question members is, what's that? There's a Shai Legabe, the Mila of the Bnei Keturah. Are the Bnei Keturah Chayav Mila? When Avram took Keturah, some say it was Hagar. at the end, he took Keturah and he had children. The question is, those children, are they Chayav Mila? So Maran Sanhedrin says,
The children of the descendants,
very good. That is exactly the question we'll discuss now. Is there a difference between the children, the Bnei Keturah themselves, or even the descendants? So Gemara Sanhedrin is like this: as Brisi Hafer, the Rabbi is Bnei Keturah Shechiyav Mila. Gemara Sanhedrin says Bnei Keturah Chayav Mila. Says Rashi, only those that were born from Keturah, they're Chayav Mila. And then the Ramban Yivam is also, which we're not going to go into the details of the Ramban. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that Al Muhammad Shebnei Keturah Sheim Zera Shel Avram Shebo Acha Yishmael V'Yitzchak Chayav Mamila. Hoyl Benes Arah. That's what Rambam said. All the descendants of Bnei Keturah also Chayav Mamila. Says the Rambam, Hoyl Benes Arah V'Yayim Bnei Yishmael Bnei Keturah. They all got mixed up. Therefore, they're all Chayav Mil. Says the Rambam, going today, all the Arabs are Chayav Mil. All the Arabs are Chayav Mil. So now, so we have Mechlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Is it after the Bnei Torah themselves, or even the sentence of the Bnei Torah, Achayv and Mila? Petnishagas Aryeh. Petnishagas Aryeh. Rambam says that since the Bnei Shmol and the Bnei Torah got mixed in together, therefore they're all Achayv and Mila. Petnishagas Aryeh. Haray, Misafik are all Chayiv and Mila. All Arabs are Chayiv and Mila according to Rambam. Yeah?
And Esav was
Chayiv and Mila? Not Esav. What about Esav?
Was he
Chayiv? Esav? Esav is a good question. Esav is a good question. Because the Gemara Pashtis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I think it's a Farish, that Esav is not Chayiv and Mila. And that's why. Yitzchak will like Yitzchak, the Gemara says. We had that, I think, with the Gemara before. The Gemara says in the Testament. That's why you said Kapella. What?
The Gemara is also Naikoyo Chazara. Regarding Mila, if they're Chayim Mila,
but the Gemara has a Pasuk. The Gemara has a Pasuk. The Gemara has a Joshua. Yeah. I'm not going to Shmuel Chayim. Yitzchak will like Yitzchak. Bnei Esav l'chayiv, Yitzchak loy kol Yitzchak. Yeah, Maskev lo amiat bnei tur loy l'chayiv. More answers. As brisi hafel the rabbi is bnei ketur. So bnei ketur have a special ribui. As ribui, but the Gemara says Esav isn't excluded, right? Ma'isa, it's funny you ask that because the Ramban, it's a pel. The Ramban in Devarim when it talks there, the pasuk says that you should achecha. B'nai Seir, you should be careful not to mess with them. So there the Ramban says, why are they called Achecha? Says the Ramban, because they're Chayiv and Mila. Says the Ramban says that. Not much of Pella. It's not like that. Moshe says that Yitzchak is like called Yitzchak. B'nai Esav is not Chayiv and Mila. The Ramban says that it's called Achecha. Achecha, B'nai Seir, B'nai Esav, whatever it says over there. In the beginning of the Varan, Parak Gimel, if not with Pasuk, maybe Pasuk Beis. Esav did have a Mila himself. Shail B'nai Esav. Esav is Shal Mumar. Shail B'nai Esav. So, Kitzer, just Pal Nirman. Akbanim, yeah, Fek the Shagas Aryeh.
Why are all Arabs Chayav Ketura? I'm missing that.
The Bnei Ketura got mixed. The Bnei Ketura Chayiv Mila, the Gemara says?
Yeah, fine. Okay.
The Bnei Ketura got mixed up with the rest of the Arabs?
Oh, they did. Okay,
that's what Rama says. Take his word for it. I'm not a historian.
No, I
trust the Rama for that. Esav
also married into Shmuel, no?
What?
Esav also married into Shmuel.
Okay,
into
so?
So Mela, Albnei Esav, or Albnei Shmuel, with Albnei Ketura.
Those are a few
lines. No, but
not
at that, it didn't happen right then, Mistama. Could be it happened later. The guy mixed up because it was later. I don't know. At that point, he married Yishmael's daughter.
Yes.
And so at that point, the Bnei Ketura and Bnei Yishmael were mixed in.
Yeah.
Seder. So that was the Edom. Seder. Bnei Seder. What do you want?
Esav was
Yishmael. But Yishmael is not Chayiv and Mila. Bnei Yishmael is not Chayiv and Mila.
Maybe by that time they're already mixed up.
Again, I said obviously not. I'm just trying to answer you. Maybe. He took Yishmael's daughter. At that point, he was Yishmael's daughter. He knew exactly who she was. It was Yishmael's daughter. Wasn't that she got, how could she got mixed up?
Yishmael's not Chayiv?
The Gemara in the Sanhedrin said, we're my Yishmael and we're my.
So who's Bnei
Keturah?
Bnei
Keturah.
Yishmael's
are
parents.
No.
Oh, other people.
Bnei Keturah, Avram. Look, a little chumash we have to know. Avram married Bnei, we said before, he married Keturah. Yeah. What?
I haven't got the
end of
the
parsha yet. He married Keturah. He had children. Yes?
Yeah.
And he gave them a...
He had
children from Keturah. Some say Keturah's Hagar, he married a second time. Whoever she was, the Pasuk calls her Keturah. And he had children from her. Children of Avram. The Gemara says they're chayiv meal. They're chayiv meal. Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, are they chayiv meal? Even their children are chayiv meal. And the Rambam says since even the children are chayiv meal, because they're all the Ishmael are chayiv meal. Why? Because they got mixed in. And there's a masafik, they're all chayiv meal. We don't know today who's the B'nai Keturah and who's the B'nai Ishmael.
Same thing happened in 10 generations.
One 10 generations.
The
from Ishmael to Esav was not 10 generations. But the Esav married her and took it to Seir. What do you want? I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
it. Yeah, I'm still confused. Ishmael, how is it?
The B'nai Ishmael, the Arabs, and the
B'nai...
Today, we don't know. All B'nai Ishmael, all Arabs, Chayav Mila. What's the complicated? Oh, 1 second, we'll get to Roy, hopefully. Before 1:40. Zot Shagas Aryeh, that he doesn't understand. According to Ram's logic, that B'nai Yishmol, Chayiv, and Mila, because the B'nai Keturah got mixed in, and Cain, all going to be Chayiv. The Gemara says that Bas and Cherev. No, I'm sorry, okay. He says, no, that's Mechah. He doesn't say that it should be Chayiv. The Gemara says, Bas and Cherev, Bil Bas and Umayz. When the Cherev came, he missed people around the whole world, and involved all the Umayz. Okay? He made one big melting pot of the world.
Are you allowed to give a Christian meal that's not
five again? Well, if you would have been there a few weeks ago, I gave a whole share on that.
What did you come out? Yes or no?
Wise guy.
We bombed in a few weeks ago,
actually. Wise guy. Was that a parasha?
No. 3 weeks ago?
I didn't say 3 weeks ago.
I said a few.
Anyway. What? The Rambam says that Goyim could do Mila and they get a mitzvah, but you're still not allowed. And also you're allowed to, if they're doing L'shem mitzvah, you're allowed to be Malden. If they're doing them because they're a fool, you're not allowed to Malden. That's what Shitz Rambam. So Zakh the Shagas Aryeh. So what are you telling me? That they mix up in Ishmael, therefore the Chayiv, but Bas and Bilba is called Umayz, and called the Parish, Meruba Parish. Oh, so Meila, since called the Parish, Meruba Parish, therefore, since we're dealing with the whole world over here, called the Parish, Meruba Parish, the Meila is up to Shagas Aryeh, MK, so why are you telling me B'nai Ishmael are who's B'nai Ishmael? B'nai Ishmael Chayiv Mil, who's B'nai Ishmael? The whole world's one big melting pot, and they call the Parish Mubar. You pull out any guy, you ask him, who are you? Are you an Arab? No, he doesn't know if he's an Arab, he doesn't know anything. But Bas and Cherub, Bill was called Omas. As they affect the Shagas Aryeh. Zot the Shagas Aryeh. Sorry, Zot the Night Yehuda. Zot the Night Yehuda. Actually, the Son of Night Yehuda. That, what's the makar that we go Bas Aryeh? What's the mock we go by Sarai? Achram Lahatois. Mameli says Achram Lahatois was said to Jews. It wasn't said to Goyim. So by Goyim, there's no concept of Halecha Acharai.
Regarding that?
The din of Halecha Acharai does not apply to Goyim.
So
every guy.
Every
guy. Oh, say one second. There you go. So, Mela, and this is a big discussion in the Chayim, Pim Godim, in a number of places, in Shulchan Aruch, and also, I think, in the Tevis Gaim, a few places he discusses this concept, this question whether a guy, yes, Misha, whether a guy didn't go to Lech Acharai. The Ma'isa, the Machlok is about in the Chayin, that Mamshik argues, it means an interesting Raya. And he also quotes from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sefer, that it's Mukach from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Kiva says, Al Kain Yazav Ish es Aviv es Imay. What's Yazav Ish es Aviv? They tell him Ish es Aviv. Eishes Aviv is also to a Ben Noach. Eishes Aviv. In fact, the Mamshik, in fact, the Mamshik, what do you mean? How do you know it's his father? Eish is Ovid. So the Gemara says, how do you know anyone's your father? Maybe she was Mazana. Maybe his mother was Mazana. How might we say, Rav Bilois Achraba? That's a Rav. So by Jews, we say, fine, you go by Sarai. If you want to tell me, if the Prima God wants to tell me that by Goyim you don't go by Sarai, by Goyim you don't go by Sarai, Imkain, how is this Shaykh and Isser of Eishes Aviv if you don't go by Sarai?
It doesn't just mean your mother.
No, it doesn't mean your mother, right? It doesn't just mean mother. It doesn't mean your mother. It means your father's wife. Eishes Aviv. How do you know it's Eishes Aviv? Ein hochen acharoi by goyim. Hazei frekt the Ramshik. And therefore he says it's muchach that what? That even chazaka. Why is it chazaka? Because he treats him as a father.
It looks like
it could be. Well, those that say you don't go by Sarai Pasha, you don't go by Chazaka either, because whatever the same reason why you don't go, because the Achram Mahata is said by Jews, not by Goyim. So where we learn out Chazaka from the Chulin over there, in the same area, learn out from the parsha of Tras Habatim, where it says that the Kohen has to leave before he pronounces it Tamei. So as you know, maybe before he left, as you know, after he left, the egg is not there anymore. So how can he make it tamei? Gets this? When it says the chazaka, yeah. So the same reason why Rav wouldn't apply to goyim l'chayr, chazaka wouldn't apply to goyim either. So that's mamshik's raya that you go by Sarai. So rather, the shayl and the mamshik wanted to say maybe we're talking about a case where av v'imay were chavush beis surim. They're locked up in jail together. There's no one else there. A male and she had a child. So there, you don't have to go by Sarai. That's what the Shoyl wanted to say. So, Akapanim, he brings Rai. Not like that. It's even they were in Chavish. Okay.
What they say
now?
The opposite, maybe a woman got out of Shaden and stuff.
Shadim and stuff. No, it's like, Moses with the Shadim over here. What's going on over here?
If a man's locked up, we could even assume that he.
There's another raya they bring. Another raya he brings. It says that Ben Noyach, we know Ben Noyach is Mitzvah on the Ubrim. Ben Noyach kills an unborn baby, he's Chayv Misa. Right? It says, Shayfich Dam Ha'adam Be'adam. Dam Yishafeich. What's dam? Ha adam be adam. What's adam be adam? Adam is a baby in its mother's womb, and it says dam Yishafeich. So I lechayra, how could you kill him? Maybe the ubur was a treifa.
That's right for the judge.
Is it right? Very good, but doesn't help for goyim.
So what? Right for the,
no, it's El Mais.
Why isn't it a right towards the Jews? Why is that a right for the Goyim? Is it specifically right for Goyim?
What do you mean?
Right times in. It's not towards the. For Goyim, that word. Still.
This. Well, I said. You see, go bus a right. What do you want?
Go bus a right because that's.
Fine, you see, even Goyim go bus a right. What do you want?
Why is that for the Goyim? It's not.
The guy is killed. You see, that in regard to the guy, if Rav doesn't talk to the guy Bachal, so then how can you kill him? If Rav doesn't apply to the guy,
we're
only the chumra, not the kula. Here it's you're right. Here it's a chumra, and until now we're talking about a kula. Say it, but if the concept of Rav wasn't said to a guy.
We're not saying it for the guy. I'm saying that's
insane. It's the guy to the guy. I don't know what you want.
It's the guy to the guy.
Okay, so if by guy, the parish of Roy wasn't said. So when he killed someone, and it's a suffix, whether it's a Ben Kayam or not, suffix whether it's a trade or not, so how could you go bust Roy and kill him? That's what the Maram Shik wants to bring a right. So, Akbon, we have Machlaikis, Primagadim, and the Mamshik and others on both sides, whether or not we go Basarai. So Mail again. So the son of Yehuda wanted an answer. that again, Shagzari asked that Bas and Cheri were Bilbo. So therefore, why are Arabs Chayiv? Why don't you go Bas Harayiv? So the answer is, says, no, you don't go Bas Harayiv by a guy. That was his answer. It's not the Basha.
But the Jews the one giving the Bismillah.
What? Who's the one Bismillah?
Have you said, to
our question is not whether the Jews are giving bris milah here. Our question is, are Arabs chayev in bris milah? We're not discussing who's the mayel. Muhammad will be the mayel. I don't care who's going to be the mayel. He's chayev in milah, he can be the mayel. Why do I have to do the milah? Boaz's question was, what's not was like, can a Jew do milah for any guy, any random guy? Not Arab, not a guy that's chayev. Outside that guy is chayev, so then he can give milah also. He doesn't need the Jew. Doesn't need Yassel to do the meal.
So,
but it doesn't work. Or Meshulam. Today. What? Right side. So now, the... Good, someone from Chai group, the Yisrael come on, the Blessed come on, but... It's an Arichas, we'll skip that for now. Now, the Mechas Chinuch brings the Shagasari's question. And he's Tameya. This is what Yoni asked before. A very good question. Yoni's feeling proud of it. The Menachas Chinuch asks like this. He says, Shagasari asked, the Bilbas Uma, the Zeroiv that aren't Gayim. He says, Manashah. Yeah? What does the Rambam say? Bnei Shmuel, the Bnei Keturah got mixed up. Livi Chayim Misaf. Yeah, it's back to Shagas Aryeh. I Bosn Cheriv. Meila. Oh, Zog Mechaz Chinuch that. Because like this, I'm sorry. Again, the review. What did the son of Yehuda want to say? That well, you don't go with Sarai by Gain. Right? That was the answer. So Meila, therefore you can't say the Bnei Shmuel Shri Potter. In fact, the Mechas Chinuch said a man of Shach. Really, Shagazari's kasha is. You ask the Shagazari's kasha man of Shach. If you go by Sarai, so then Raiv. Roiv, the Zecher was involved in Roiv Goyim, are not Chayiv Mila. It's Mele B'nei Shmuel should be Chayiv Mila either. Elma, you want to tell me, you don't go Basa Roiv by Goyim. So all Goyim should be Chayiv. Adar Abba. If you don't go Basa Roiv, and Zecher was involved in Kol Umayis, and there's no Heter of going Basa Roiv, so all Goyim should be Chayiv. Why only Yishmaelim? Ram says, Yishmaelim are Chayiv. Maybe tell me that Basa Zecher was Umayis. And the reason why you can't use that lakula, you don't go with Sarai, so effective Mechaz Chinuch, it's Adar Abba, and the Kash is even stronger than all the Goyim should be Chayiv. So that's you can ask the Shagat Kash like this. Mamonashach. If you go with Sarai by Goyim, if you go with Sarai, then since Raiv Umas Oil Maran Chayiv and Mila, so then B'nai Shmuel shouldn't be Chayiv either. If you're not going with Sarai, by Goyim, you want to tell me by Prima Gadim, you don't go Basar Raiv, then all Goyim should be Chayim. As I said, Mechaz Chinuch. So Meila doesn't.
Right?
What?
Just the Arabs. It's not a Raiv.
Over the Bnei Keturah?
Yeah.
I don't know who said. The Bnei Keturah, Bnei Yishmael. I don't know. Why should I think it's Raiv?
So you're saying that
no one asked. We don't know. That no one asked.
Goyim aren't.
But the whole world clapping the Bnei Shmuel and Bnei Keturah Zichar Raiv.
Correct. So okay. Now we're asking all the...
So when the Shagas Aryeh says that Bas and Cher will build us Kol Ayilam, so now, what do we have? We have a situation over here, yeah? Where? Raiv Goyim, in this whole mix, Raiv of this mix, a potter.
We know they're not Chayim.
I'm telling that we don't.
They're all mixed up. We don't know who's who.
No, all the Arab maybe.
No, we don't know all Goyim in the world. We don't know who's who.
Okay.
Basa Cherbil is Kalaylam. We don't know who's who b'chal. Now shagas kashas shagas kasha. So if I can't say look meshchan amad b'shal. If you go b'as roiv, then roiv says that then even b'nei shmol aren't chayiv mila. If you don't go b'as roiv, then all guys should be chayiv.
Is
this
what
that
is? The time then
the guy are doing the same thing as the Jews. All the guy are doing the same thing as the Jews.
Okay, there for what?
It's a special thing.
It's not geschmack, you know, you want to be different. Okay, we say that, it's a good answer.
Is there such a thing as a tiny suffix?
A tiny suffix.
Meaning, like, it's a suffix, but it's like so small. It's
like being a little pregnant? No. What? No?
That most of the world is not Yishmael, or whatever, not mixed.
That's what we're talking about.
So I'm saying, so this.
But again, if you don't go bus arrive, so what,
even if it's
even tiny, what defines tiny? That's why I asked you the dogma that I did. What does tiny mean? Okay. Now, zok the mechas chenoch. Zok the mechas chenoch. That furthermore, Haret is a cloud that even though we say the concept of roiv, the difference between called a parish, ruba parish, and called kavua, mechza mechza dami. Of course, you only remember what that is. We had the night shift, then the second parish. The kol the parish, maruba parish. But kol kavuah is gemechta mechta. What does that mean? You have 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 treif. You find a piece of meat in the middle of the street. We say, okay, kol the parish, maruba parish. Let's say you're in a butcher shop. You're not sure if you're in a kosher butcher shop or a treif butcher shop. So the latest hasafik is in a mokum kvias. It didn't leave its place. You're mesupik right there in the mokum kvias. The shaila is Noilat in the Mokum Kvias, we say it's like Mechza Mechza, we don't go bus ride. 50-50. Yeah? So, says the Mechaz Chinuch, the Rambam that says that in Perek Beis, Mechaz Yisur Yibi, Allah Chav Hei, that today all the Psulei call, Yinachayif, all the Psulei call, Amoinim, Yavi, all these, because Basu Cherib, Bilvas, Amumais. So if you live with a quote unquote Amoini, what people think is an Amoini, we say they're not really an Amoini, because so there, talking about the parish, right? The person that you're marrying was parish from the whole mess, from the whole world. A male called the parish Mubah parish, but he says internally within the guy, they chayiv mila. Every guy, he's standing, he's right here. He didn't move anyway, right? Yeah, he wants to know is he chayiv mila or not. So then with the charech b'shaila, it's b'shaila of kol kavu kemechta mechzlam. Is even if you go bus arrive, even if you go bus arrive by Gayim, yeah, it still shouldn't pater all the goyim. Hakeret misal kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. There should be chayim. Oh, so I wanted to maybe to answer the Rambam. We can say like this: Harei, before Sancheriv came, in the Val B'Kol Umos, at that point already. At that point, Yoni, then for sure there was already mixed. By some chair of time, it didn't take that when Rambam says the Bnei Shmuel and Bnei Keturah were mixed up by some chair of, which is a good couple hundred years from. Bnei Keturah, Bnei Shmuel. So at that point, for sure, that what Rambam said, they got mixed up by then, right? So Meila, at that point, they were all doing Mila, yeah? So Meila, now they got mixed up, but Maisa, they were doing Mila. They were gemalt. All the Sennacherib didn't go around and was Moshe Arlasa of all these people that had this Mila, right? So they had Mila. So Meila, there's no Kasha that, you should go bus arrive. They had Mila, and they kept doing Mila. They were ready to out. Yeah, all the Menei Shema, all the Menei Keturah, assuming they were religious people, and they followed the Rambam. They were students of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Achayiv Mila, so they listen to the Rambam. So Melon Cain, him came, even though they were mixed up, and you want to say, go bus arrive, no problem with Mula, L'maisa, in Maisa, they were separate. They were separate, and they were nicker, and they were chai, they had mila. So mela.
Double doesn't mean that, like.
What?
End up intermarrying and all got mixed up.
What? Bill was he mixed them all up, but it could be those were chai, those had mila, so they continued.
I mean, everyone knows what identity they had. The part of is that when you end up intermarrying with everybody that's around you, and kids are all messed up.
It could be the guy Mrs. Mila. Could be the guy Mrs. Mila. If the father was Chayav Mila, could be he was Malas kids also. So, Ulay. Rest luckily at a different time. In the parasha we find said that the whole Maisa of Yitzchak and Rivka. So it says when Yitzchak, when Rivka came back with Eliezer, so Yitzchak ba mibe'er l'chai ra'i. That's when Rivka saw him, she fell off the camel, etc. So the Ben Avraham and Rambam explains where was Yitzchak coming from. So he said Yitzchak minhag was that he would go out into the fields and meditate, Kosh Baruch Hu, and he had a certain makom by be'er l'chayroi. That's where he was mizdavik by Hashem, was inspired, and he did whatever. Whatever it is that he did in all the lamas, whatever his avodah was, he used to go there periodically. He would go there to for his avodah. So pasuk tells me, Yitzchak ba meber l'chai roi. Yitzchak was coming from there, and that's when he met Rivka, etc. So why is the Torah point out that he was coming from there? He says the Torah is telling me a gval to tell us that. Kedei loydia lebalei atayra, he says Ben Avraham and Rambam. Torah is talking to the balei atayra. Shlo Yitzchak al v'shalom yaitzel la'avoid v'chayz v'menu b'shvil shegei Rivka Eliezer. Had Yitzchak been on his way out, not on his way back, he wouldn't have stopped. And his cow is here, so beseder. So he should, obviously, his kallah is coming. He's coming. He'll go back home, and he'll go to the bear a different time. Yeah. Says Ben Avraham and Rambam. What the Torah is telling me is no. It's only because he's on his way back. He already did his avodah. He's on his way back. So maybe he went back. The Torah says he went back with Rivka and took her home. And he married her, etc. But on the way, had he been on the way out, the way there, say, I'll be in a few minutes. I'll go for a couple of days, whatever it is. You'll take her home, and then you'll wait until I'm ready. So you see from here, unbelievable and unbelievable thing. Now you think, this is called this, for his own wedding, you figure that, he'll be out there, right? So you see from here, no. He had a kviyas in the Bayez Hashem, a kviyas in the Bayez Hashem. Meila, kviyas in the Bayez Hashem, you're not out there for just any little old reason, even the reason is your wife. You want to get married to your wife, meeting your wife the first time, etc. But I can't say it's by table time. Cost is repeated. Yeah, I should say it by table. So my Shmuel says, you see, here you see what Baram is telling, what Torah is telling us by Yitzchak. He says, and today, today, people go for chasnas, they go for hours, they barely know the guy, they spend who knows how much time away from their kviyas, the yinishiyu, your kviyas, and they're running away. It brings down, interesting, Riz Zalman, so he heard B'Shem Riz Zalman, that he said, people always are tamea, that why is it that we don't have the gedolim from the previous generations? Why? There's always years of Darius, very sharp ears of there is what Rizal was still talking about in his days. So he says, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Kasha Bachal. What's the Kasha Bachal? He says, if you look at Seder Yayim, yeah, in Velazhin, and Seder Yayim Velazhin, he says that the weaker Masmidim, no, not weaker, the Bainanim, Masmidim, yeah, your average Joe Masmid in Velazhin learned Lefachot 16 hours a day. That was the Bainanim. Al Kapanim Leipacha is from 14 hours a day. I mean, even the weaker Masmidim learned 14 hours a day. And this Seder Zeh was B'chol Yoyim, including Friday and Shabbos. There was no weekends. This is including Friday and Shabbos.
So tell that Shabbos.
Including Friday and Shabbos. Right? And they went home once in a few months, who knows what. There's no Bezman. So Mela, you have a whole year, yeah, of Hasmada, of the weaker guy, 14 hours a day, the Bainim Masmidim, 16 hours a day, and the other ones, I don't know. Yeah. So Mela, so it's a wonder why the G'daylim then is less G'daylim now. And he says, you know, like, so, you know, here, you know, it's right on Thursday, we're already planning the weekend. You know what I mean? So right on Thursday, it's already, you know, we have Shabbos, or where you going to Shabbos, you already stop going already, you know, Thursday night, you leave Thursday night, Friday morning, or whatever. And then there's the whole weekend, you know. So Mela, Yitzchak is saying, if you have your kfirs, you're not running, you're not doing other things. You know, Kolsh gang up upon him, you know, during the Seder. So again, Hamshach last week, but again, the same problem that we had last week. We had one edition from last week. The Kolsh gang, you know, he's talking about, you know, 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day, Friday, Shabbos, you know, this is all, you know, the Dairis, you know, talking about, but minimally, what the stipend was kaveya, the Seder Yom of Yeshiva of 12 hours a day. Today, I don't know if it's even that. You know, Al Kapanim, but the time that we are there, the time that's not officially Ben Hazarim. You know, there's no Isser. I promise you, not even Baal Pesiv to learn Ben Hazarim, and. If you have any problems, when you come to the restroom, I'll take it on my shoulders. I'll take the Isser. Talk upon him, but certainly when you're there during Seder, not to go out for the coffee breaks, not to jazz around. Talk upon him, we're not talking about the Halvai, the week Masmidim and Velazhinim. We're not there. But Akapanim, at least the time that is Kavua for Limud, at least then, after Mishazik, at least then, it should be the whole time without the Masmidim.